Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for listening.
That makes it sound like that was the beginning and end.
I'll see you next week. You can find me at Nick Anderson.
You can find me at Nathan Clapper.
Or Clapper the Rapper on Google.
Or, yeah.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Nice. I'm feeling fat.
Why is that?
Well, I didn't eat all day. And I come over to your house to record this podcast, and your dad made burgers.
He did.
Yeah, and then we got a whole bowl of fries because you wanted to make the whole thing. And then you hand me a bag of pretzels.
Oh, I did.
And then you open the pantry and you go, I got these three Oreos set aside for you.
There were three Oreos in the bag. I only knew that because I opened the pantry before you got there. And I was like, why are there three Oreos in a bag?
I didn't even know I liked Oreos. Those things are so good.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
I think the double stuff's even better.
That was like, it's like Hansel and Gretel up in here. You're just trying to fatten me up for something.
Well, Nick and I got like this weird thing going on. It's more like a verbal competition. It's nothing real.
Before you get into it, let's play that funky music.
Intro music.
All right, what do we got going on?
Well, you've always weighed way less than me.
Mm-hmm.
And since I had these issues going on, you know, whatever.
Your health peeing a lot, I don't know, whatever issues.
Yeah, I've lost a lot of weight, so I was right. Like, oh, cool, I'm catching up to him. So I've been starting to, like, work out even more and stuff.
You didn't tell me you were working out again.
I can't tell you because then you'll work out.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm at the most I've ever weighed currently, which is a whopping 162.
Yeah, that's nothing, dude.
But, I mean, for me it is. It's the most I've ever weighed.
That's your skin and bones.
No.
Like those pictures you showed me the other day?
Yeah, I was going to get into that.
Oh.
Not yet.
This is way harder for me, though.
Why?
Because if that's the highest you've ever weighed, it should be easy to lose.
I mean, probably, yeah.
That's why I'm bringing in the Oreos.
Yeah, you like really trying to fatten me.
That's okay.
I've got some notes that I wrote down for today.
Do you want to talk about how much we ate yesterday?
Oh, man. So we went to this thing.
I think you went to every station there.
Twice. We went to this event last night called Celebrity Cuisine. And I don't know exactly what it's for or what they do there.
It's for charity.
Yeah, I guess they have like celebrities there, and there was like ex Browns players there, and local police officers.
Alex Simon.
Who?
He was the drummer guy.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He was in Stomp and stuff. He was one of the three main people.
Yeah, nice. So it's this event, with these like celebrities, and you pay a certain amount of money to get in, and all of like our local restaurants here have like a booth.
Which is a lot.
Oh, there's a lot. There was probably, maybe 40 different booths?
I'd say more than that.
Okay, maybe more than that.
Yeah, there was a lot.
There's a lot of different booths, and each booth has food to give away, you know, to, like, sample their food. And there's also, you know, alcohol booths. And so you get, like, beer, wine, seltzers, you know, all that stuff.
The
so
good stuff.
You have basically, what is it, about two, I think you have 2.5 hours to just eat and drink as much as you can.
For 30 bucks.
For 30 bucks, yeah.
So it's like Golden Corral or a buffet with good food.
It's like supermarket sweep where you got the time limit to go get all the groceries you can get, but with food.
Like, you forgot how Oreos taste. I forgot that show existed.
Supermarket sweep? I haven't, it's obviously not on anymore, right?
No, because the self-checkouts and stuff, they didn't to go faster.
But no, that was a TV show where they would give people like 5 minutes or whatever to go get as many groceries as
they could. Wasn't it certain items?
Yeah, there was like certain bonus items, but whoever had like the most value, they would always go straight to the hams, straight to like the back frozen aisle. There was like the turkeys and the hams and all. They would just take
those. That's what my dad taught me when I was young. He said, son,
go for the ham.
Go straight for the ham. And I've kind of lived my life by that.
I mean, it's worked out for you well.
It has.
Nice. So that's what we did yesterday. We went for the ham. First thing we ate was a ham sandwich there.
Yeah.
What I did though was well, you went straight to the beer.
I went straight to the beer, and to be fair, I haven't had beer hardly at all lately.
Well, by the time we made it to the second booth, your beer was already gone. So
I was chugging, and then I found wine, and then I found dark beer, and I was like, well, I can't say no. Like, I don't normally like it.
You can't discriminate towards your beers.
But then the pieces started falling. Yeah, I knew I had to eat something, so, well, we went, so I went to the ham.
We went to an all-you-can-eat place, and you didn't eat very much.
No, I ate, like, that ham sandwich and fish.
Oh, the fish was so good.
But that was all I ate.
Yeah, Tim's Tavern, they had fish, and then I started with fish, and then I ended with fish, just to make sure I ended on a good note.
Uh-huh.
And Father King was there, our local priest, was handing out fish.
Which I felt really weird being so tipsy, because I saw people from my church as well.
Yeah.
He said, what are you doing here? I was like... I haven't ate much, but I had like, I think I was double fisting at that point.
I think you were.
I set one down. I was like, to shake his hand.
That's not mine.
It would have been fine. I know he likes beer and wine though, but man, he saw me in a different element.
Yeah.
And then I saw, yeah.
I mean, I went through two different extremes, really. Yesterday, I ate just as much food as I could, and today, I went all day without eating, and that's why you tried to fatten me up when I got here.
Do you think this is making people hungry, like watching the Food Network?
Probably. But the reason I didn't eat all day was not because I didn't have time. It was not because I wasn't hungry, but it was because after the bar last night, I went to Dunkin'.
Oh.
I got two bagels and two orders of hash browns.
Oh, here we go again.
And
I'm telling you, I'm going to have to reach out to their PR or something. Because you need to be that commercial.
And so I'm laying in bed eating this food at basically 3 a.m. And I'm so full, just beyond full. And so I'm laying there thinking to myself, if I eat all this food, I don't want to eat lunch tomorrow. Because I don't think my body can handle it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because I'd catch up to you.
Oh, yeah, and you would catch my weight. You would catch up. So I had to, you know, make a choice. Do I want to eat all this food that's in front of me right now, or do I want to eat lunch tomorrow? And so I think the right choice was eat all the food. And so,
and you did.
Yeah. So I had one meal today.
I can't believe you ate after that event.
No, I know.
Nick, you ate a ton.
I ate so much food at that event.
We didn't walk by anything without Nick going,
ooh, some of that. Ooh, what's that? And then I dropped my damn pepperoni bread on the ground.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
What? Remember I was bobbling it?
No.
You were laughing so hard. It was towards the end. Me, you, and Riffle were leaving.
Oh, that's a bad...
And Norsha's Bakery was right there. And I grabbed the pepperoni bread. And I grabbed one of the last pieces on the table. And I go to eat it. And it falls out of my hand. And it goes like... I was bobbling it for like 6 seconds. And then it just falls on the floor.
Why? That's when I got a picture with Riffle, right?
Yeah.
Why did I want a picture with Riffle?
I don't know, but I was mad.
I see him every day.
I was mad you didn't want a picture with me. And you're like, Nick, take a picture of me and Riffle.
Riffle's the guy that we work with and we see
every
all the
day.
Time.
You wanted a picture with him.
I got it.
Yeah. No, so yeah, I think I'm going to stick to one meal today. Maybe I'll have some Kit Kats when I go home. We'll see.
And then we went to the bar and we played those like bar game things.
The video machine.
Yeah.
You know, the video game, the touch screen the bars have.
And that kind of enhanced us for an hour.
Enhanced us?
Is that the right word?
No. Occupied us?
Made it hard.
Enhanced?
No.
Yeah, no, that wasn't the right word. So, yeah, we went to the bar after the food event.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
I feel like if the 30-second game was for me to ask you different types of liquors, you could probably get...
I would do terrible.
65.
I would honestly do really bad. So, you know, we have a special guest in town today, and I tried to get him on the podcast, but unfortunately, I was not able to arrange it.
No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
Who was it?
It's Trump.
Yeah. Trump. Which one?
Tower.
Oh, is he tall?
Yeah. Donald Trump is
very close to
8 minutes away from us right now. He is in our grand old city of Canton, Ohio, and he's doing, I guess, a fundraiser at one of the country clubs here.
Is that important? Like, why is he there?
I don't know. He needs campaign money or something.
I know. Did you read how much the front seat tickets were, or just from my word of mouth?
Just from what you told me.
From what I heard, to get front row
by the stage,
listening to him speak was $70,000 per person.
I believe it. That's crazy.
It is nuts. And
I think this is the second time he's done something at Brookside. I was reading the news before I came here, and it said that he's done like fundraiser dinners.
Can you tax right off that?
I don't know.
Because that was Ripple.
It would be a donation, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. That's a big tax write-off.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I need to do my taxes still.
So do I.
But no, yeah, Trump is in town, and I went the long way to come to your house today because I wanted to pass by where he was going to be just to see what it was like. And surprisingly, it was less traffic than I expected.
And the way I went, which was the opposing way,
yeah,
was like a war zone.
You saw a car flipped over.
I tried to avoid the road that Nick went on,
right,
because I was forewarned about that. Mm-hmm. And I saw a car flipped over,
yeah,
another wreck, and then a guy pulled over. And I was just like, wow, what is going on?
Yeah, I was counting all of the cops on my way over here just to see. I mean, it was less than I thought, actually. There was 19 police cars on my way here, which is like a 10-minute drive.
I probably saw 6.
But yeah, there was one like in every little driveway or side street, like parked. And then, because like I live by the police station, and so I drove from basically the police station past where Trump is, and there's just cops everywhere. Yeah. And then once I passed it, though, so like, once I passed where Trump was, there was no cop cars or anything, like, on your end. You know what I mean?
So they don't care about us over here.
I was going to say.
They don't even fix the potholes.
Because there was cops on my end 10 minutes out, but once you pass where he's at, there is none. So I'm like, oh, whatever, they don't care down here. But it's also, that's where Jackson ends, so I don't know if.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking on our drinking topics, did you have a good St. Patty's Day?
Oh, it was awesome.
What'd you do?
I went down to Columbus and met up with 10 other of my college friends, and basically just people I went to college with that I haven't seen in a while.
And you went to Bowling Green.
I went to Bowling Green State
and
University.
Are their colors green?
No.
Did you wear green, though?
Yes.
And my next question, though, not a lot of people know you went to college. What did you go for?
I went for communications, and I minored in marketing. Got my 4-year degree. I'm all set.
And so communications means you're good at talking.
I think that's what that degree means.
That's why we have a podcast.
Yeah, I've got my communications degree.
You didn't want to waste it.
No. Well, I mean, you're doing one,
weren't
too.
Weren't you going for architecture?
Yeah, I had a couple different majors in college.
Did you like Legos growing up?
I still love Legos.
What about, have you ever had one in your, like, the middle of your foot?
Yes. That's the worst. That's when I don't love them.
That's what they should have on the box.
Like a foot with the Lego
instead of the
in
warnings.
It. Oh, yeah, don't step on.
They don't need to put don't eat this, because we know that.
No one's going to eat it. Everyone's going to accidentally step on one. But yeah, no, so I originally went to college for architecture, and I did that for 2 years. And then,
do you have to sketch a lot for that?
Yeah, I still have my sketchbooks.
Were you good at that?
Yeah, we had to do, I think, 10 sketches a week.
With rulers?
No.
Oh.
So we had to, like, go around and, like, draw buildings on campus. And
with chalk.
No. And, or, like, buildings we saw online that we thought were cool looking. We just, like, draw them out. And so, yeah, I think it was, like, 10 sketches a week. So my sketchbook is, like, filled.
Did you have those crazy buildings? You know what I'm talking about? Like, the real modern look? What was your style?
That was my style. I liked the modern
look. Like the triangle
ones.
Buildings?
Yeah, yeah. They were all real cool. And then we had to, like, I don't know.
What are those called? Mosaic?
No, just modern buildings. Modern architecture.
I'm going to type in triangle building.
You're going to get, like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because that's a big triangle building.
Oh, that thing's cool.
Yeah. Anyways, so I did that for 2 years. Realized that it was going to take me till like, I was 35 to get a job. Just because that's how long it takes.
Seriously?
Yeah. And so then I went into business administration. And I did that for 2 semesters. So I did that for a year. And realized I was not going to be able to pass business calculus just because it was way too hard. And, well, the other drawback in architecture was physics was a really hard class for me.
Oh, physics is a bitch.
It was such a hard class for me.
Tony.
Architectural physics.
Thrives in that.
Ugh. Yeah, so that was that in architecture. Then in business was business calculus. So then I switched to communications, and that was it. I was stuff I knew how to do.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And so I graduated in 4.5 years, so I was only 1 semester behind, which was good.
We talked about my college experience last week, but the only thing I really remember is that my English class said that she would give us an A if we volunteered at a food bank once a week.
Yeah.
Did not care about our schoolwork, so I was there every Monday with a hairnet.
Yeah.
And putting soap in bottles.
That's awesome. I mean, that's kind of similar. I don't know what class mine was for, but we had to do a certain amount of hours of volunteer work. And I volunteered at the local Petco, and I played with cats.
You probably smelled a lot worse than me. But you don't know what it's like to always smell good. Like that strawberry bubblegum
strawberry kiwi soap.
Like, you don't like it after a while. It kind of becomes sickening.
Yeah, probably. It's just probably a strong scent.
For example, like, I used to drink jugs of blue juice. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
In my younger days?
Yeah.
And I drank so much that I hate blue juice. I think I might like it now.
Blue juice.
I took like a 5-year hiatus. Oh,
God. I love blue juice.
What's in it?
Blue and juice.
There you go. So you drank with your college buddies.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about how I played with the cats.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that.
I played with the cats and cleaned their cages. Yeah, so I partied with my college buddies this past weekend. It was a lot of fun. I made it back home safe. I'm here to do the podcast.
Did you see any really drunk people? Or just Nico.
What? Nico was pretty drunk. Story. Yeah. Honestly, I'm not sure because I was pretty drunk myself.
Oh,
so
nice.
I don't know. I probably did. It was packed everywhere we went. We drank on St. Patrick's Day from like 11 in the morning to 8 at night, and then we went out to the bars. So it was a long day. I had a little 1-hour nap in there somewhere, but but I made it.
People go so early. They start with the eggs.
Oh, like 6 a.m. That's what I used to do in college. We would go to Kegs and Eggs at 6 in the morning. We'd go to the frat house.
That sounds so gross.
Terrible. I know.
Do you even like eggs?
No.
I didn't think.
And I don't like beer either. So Kegs and Eggs, it's like, I don't know, telling you that we're going to go to cats and blue drink. Like,
and all
two
these
things you hate.
Depictions of St. Patrick, because I Googled him.
Yeah.
He looks sad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he likes eggs either.
But yeah, when I was in college, we used to go to Kegs and Eggs at 6 a.m.
Dude, seriously, look how sad he looks.
He does look really... That's him?
Yeah.
It's because he's holding a 3-leaf clover. He didn't
he's
get
like,
the 4-leaf one.
Shit. I can't find it.
This one again.
Look how sad he looks.
Oh, my God. Yeah, people start pretty early. Even around here, I mean, there's every bar
dude.
Opens early. And
I was nuts.
What do you mean you were nuts?
You
were sleeping.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you upset that I was leaving for St. Patrick's Day, but I know you like to live a more low-key holiday weekend.
I don't do anything when bars are that packed. I
right.
hate it. I get real anxious.
No, I know. And that's why
I didn't do anything.
Made the move down to Columbus. So was it good then?
Yeah, I mean, I went to the Cavs game the next day to kind of celebrate.
Okay, yeah.
That was my... I was like, oh...
Yeah, because St. Patrick's Day was Sunday, and you went to the Cavs Monday.
Because I kind of felt bad for not having fun with Jessie. Like, she wanted to go out with her friends and stuff.
Right.
And I was like, you can go. So I took her to the Cavs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Trump, I was going...
Wow, we were right there.
I was going through my pictures on my computer last night.
You have a picture with him?
No. And I have just, like, really, really old pictures, because I've always, as I get new computers, I transfer, like, my database of all my files over to the new computers, and so I found a ton of pictures from, like, 2008, 2009, 2010, around that era, and one of the categories was Obama in New York City, and so I it was one of my folders.
Did you name that?
Yeah, it was one of my folders, and so it was... There was pictures, I guess, of Obama in New York City. I didn't have any pictures of him, but I had pictures of, like, snipers on the roofs New York, because he was, like,
was
there
that
for
I was
something.
With you?
No. And there was pictures of, like, all these Secret Service things, but there was also folders of pictures of us and all of our friends.
You showed me some.
I showed you some pictures last night, and there's so many old pictures. Like, it's crazy. Like, obviously, that's, like, 10 years ago, but, like... We look completely different. Like, some of our
sad.
Friends, I look at them like, they looked like that? Like, I didn't realize
Jimmy
they looked
different.
Like that. Jimmy probably looks the most the same.
Yeah, but Alex Rich.
Alex had a shaved head.
Oh, it was weird.
Bauman
I don't
looks
know. Like a totally different
Bauman
person.
Just looked like a little chipmunk dude.
Oh, he looks like someone put him in that box for a magic trip and left him. In a good way.
Yeah,
he looked great, Bauman.
Yeah, You were just, like, really, really little, like, super skinny.
So.
Like, way underweight. Yeah.
My arms were...
They were so little.
I remember this kid, Andrew Rinaldi. You've heard me talk about him.
I've heard you talk about him, yeah.
He was, like, a big muscle builder type. And I remember, like, around that time, he took his, like, hand and just...
Around your wrist?
No, my bicep.
Your bicep.
And he just made the full circle, and he was like, dude, you need to work out. And I was like, man, maybe. That was really good at base.
I mean, that was me in high school, too. I was just, like, super, super skinny. I was, like, 110 pounds in high school. Like, real little. But, no, all these pictures I have of you, it's just you jumping over stuff. I have, there's like three different instances of you just jumping over things.
That used to be my favorite thing to do.
I don't know if like I got my brand new camera and we were like, hey, let's go downtown. And you go, hey, take pictures of me jumping over stuff.
Well, I know that in physics, you can ask Tony about this, or Fano or Bryce, I think. They used to take us out into like where the track was and have me jump. And then they'd equate how far I jumped and how. Just because I like jumping over stuff.
I mean, did you ever do track when you were in school?
No.
Because I did long jump when I was in school.
I should have.
That would be the, like the sport for you.
No, I really should have, but I didn't.
Yeah, long jump was a lot of fun. I also did high jump. That was fun, too.
Is that when you smoked?
Yeah.
Hi. No, yeah,
high jump was fun.
I remember trying to jump over this fence when I was drinking once.
How did it go?
Around that age. And I remember that I forgot to like lift my legs.
And around your high school age?
Yeah.
You were drinking?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I just went like this and full like fell on my, and I said, I broke my wrist. I thought I broke my wrist.
Well, yeah, you were so skinny and fragile.
Chris Korchnack, who was with me, is like, he broke his ribs. And then I try, you know me, I laugh when I'm in pain. Yeah. So I was just laughing and trying to run it off. And he was like, you have broken ribs.
Oh,
it's not
man.
That funny, but.
That is funny. Because I'm picturing Chris, and I know the type of kid
he was.
He was
that skinny.
That's funny. Oh, he was real little,
he
too.
Probably still is.
Dude, one of the funniest things, I don't know if it's still funny, but to me, when if
what? It better be good.
One of the funniest things that's happened to us in the past 3 weeks.
What?
We were at my house getting ready to go to the bar, and everyone was over, and we were in my room, and I'm getting ready, and you're all downstairs. I come down, and...
What?
Jamie's holding the dog.
Oh, that was really funny.
Jamie's holding my dog. I can't.
Dude.
Who just got done throwing up earlier, and I come downstairs, and I see him holding her, and I go, hey, be careful. Don't let her lick your face, because she was throwing up a lot earlier.
And what Nick didn't see was Daisy licking the hell out of Jamie's face right before he said
Right before I came downstairs, I guess she was licking Jamie's face a lot. Dude. I come down and I say that, and you start dying.
Oh,
laughing.
I was about to throw up. He looked so defeated.
He just put her down.
he kind of stared off to the corner of your room. Yeah. He was like, what, are we going out? What?
I go, yeah, be careful with her. She was throwing up earlier.
Can I tell you something, though? I hate when you tell us that. Just don't tell us that, because she's always licking us. And you don't tell us when we send you a text, hey, we're at your house, you should be like,
Daisy was throwing up.
Yeah, because,
She tries to, like, lick your beer cans and everything. No, it's not like she throws up a lot.
Dude, she must.
No, she doesn't. She likes to eat the grass. She does. She loves eating grass.
She's a cow dog.
Oh, that was one of the funniest things that happened in a long time.
That was.
I just come down.
It's the little things.
You wouldn't tell me what happened. I come down and I say that, and you're just dying laughing. I look around like, what happened? And it took you this long. Like, it took you 2 minutes just to spit out.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't talk.
Oh, my God.
Jamie's probably mad at me for that, too.
That was one of the best things in a while. That wasn't even in my notes. I just thought.
No, I'm glad you did.
Oh, my God.
People need to know about that throw-up lick.
That was such a good time. Oh, no. So what I do have in my notes here was actually a really good story.
My cheeks hurt.
My cheeks hurt. All four. All right.
What?
So the other
Don't
day.
Don't remind me of that. That's tomorrow, man.
Shh. So Have you ever, I know we've all done this. We've looked up, like, a celebrity's net worth and, you know, seen how much people are worth. And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We've done that before on here, I think. And, you know, I never really know what constitutes net worth. Is it, like, how much money they have? Is it how much money they make? Is it, like, the value of all their assets? Wow. You know what I mean?
I found your net worth.
Hold on. Don't read it yet. Stop. I'm getting there. Because that's what the story's about.
Oh, okay. Go on.
So I don't really know what net worth really is. You know what I mean? And so the other day, my sister, sends me a picture of my, like an article of, a website called Famous Birthdays. They have an article about me. And it basically just, like, has my birthday and gives my info and, like, all that stuff. And she sends me a picture of, like, a printout of it. First of all, why'd she print out a web page of my Famous Birthdays profile? Second of all, it said on there my net worth was $1.5 million.
Oh, man.
I wish.
I was going to say, I'm not paying you back for Warp Tour.
I was going to say, is that what it says on there?
It says 1.2. So 1.2. You dropped. What did you spend $300,000 on in the last week?
It says my net worth is $1.2 million.
Yeah, it says you're born July 14th.
It also says that I'm 1 year older than I really am. Does it say
this
that on there?
This doesn't, okay. No.
On the printout she had, it said I was a year older than I am. I go, whoa, you better fix that. So it's fixed?
Oh, it says, before fame, you grew up in Canton, Ohio and graduated from college.
I still did that.
All before the age of 19. What a genius.
Hey, click boost on my profile. If anyone's listening, go to famousbirthdays.com/Nick Anderson.
Damn,
type my name in.
I did not know you had that much money, though.
And click boost on my profile.
Was your zodiac sign Cancer?
Yeah. No, but so that's the thing. I don't know how they estimated my net worth, but they were way off because my net worth is like $3 million.
The twist.
No,
your name is everywhere, dude.
I know.
There's so many different ones.
If you go to Google Images and when you type in Nick Anderson, pictures of you come up, I'm pretty sure.
No.
Wait, there's more net worths of me?
Yeah, no, all I did was type in net worth and there's like 8 different articles.
Oh. Nice. Maybe
I'm
I
not
am
even
worth
on
1.
The second page.
Maybe I am worth 1.2 million and I just don't know.
Why is your middle name Alexander?
Yeah.
Oh, I found that out, too.
Yeah. But you didn't know that?
No.
Look at the images. Not with the net worth in there, though.
Dude, they're all in there.
Who is that? That second one. Who are these people?
Garsh fam? That's what it says. Wait, there's you and your mom.
Yeah? Any pictures of you on there?
Yeah.
There's
a couple of me.
I like how you Google. There's us with a great big world.
Yeah.
I like if you Google my name, it's just pictures of me and all my friends.
That's good.
Yeah. No. So I text her back. I text her back and I go, 1.2 million? I wish. She goes, yeah, I was about to say, share some of that money. And then I was like, they better get my age right.
But, did you get to email them?
Yeah, and then I go, why is this printed out on your like counter? And she goes, Dad printed it out.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He's going to have a talk with you, dude.
Yeah, so I guess I'm worth that much. But yeah, so I don't know how they calculate that or if it's just someone on the back end like guessing.
I hope they know mine's like $400.
I mean, they did a pretty bad job of guessing. That's all I'm going to say.
Let's see my net worth. Ooh, they're not wrong.
Zero. Cannot calculate?
They said it's between $100 and $149,000.
No way.
Yeah.
Does it really say that?
Yeah.
It's between $100 and $149,000.
That's what it says.
I mean, honestly, they're not wrong.
My relationship or reputation score is only 3.0. I got one review.
What website is that?
MyLife.com.
Am I on that one?
I don't know.
Probably not since it didn't come up.
No, you are. Cause, I mean, Cody was.
Cody?
Yeah, everyone is.
Oh, put me on there. My life.
Let's see.
Shouldn't you just search it from the
website? I found you.
Oh, nice.
Are you from Seven Hills, Ohio?
No, that's where...
Well, you only got a 3.75.
It's like the area I was born in, kind
of. None of your info is pretty well protected.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you have that?
No, but there's a couple websites that I go onto, and you can, like, remove your listing.
It says your mom's name right here. Your dad's name.
Yeah.
Who's Latimar Manic?
I don't know.
What I do know is they did get your birthday wrong on here, too.
Did they?
It says January 1st, and that you're 28.
Wrong.
I gotta get off here.
Have you ever been, like, on a plane or in a car?
Yeah. Jesse is right now.
Now, have you ever been on a plane or in a car and seen, like, a fly?
No.
You've never been in the car and had a fly?
Oh, I thought you meant just the plane bird.
What?
I've not seen a fly on a plane.
You've never seen a fly on a plane?
No.
Okay, well, I have. Or like a gnat or whatever, you know what I mean? It's like something little. Do you ever think, like, when they get off that plane and they're in, like, a whole new state, they're like, what just happened? They flew across the country not even knowing what was happening, and they left their whole family behind, their whole fly family. There's no way he can get back.
Fly family.
There's no way he can fly back. He can't smell his way back home, you know what I mean? Like,
Paris just ate his wife.
So he's got to just, like... make a whole new fly life. You know what I mean?
That, I never thought of that.
Is that not crazy?
I
always think of that because when I was coming on my way over here, there was...
a fly in your car?
No, yeah, there was a bug trying to get in the car. And so I made sure to leave the door open so he could get out because I didn't want to bring it into your neighborhood because then he would be confused when he got out. You know what I mean?
No.
It's true.
I guess so.
I didn't want to confuse the bugs.
That's nice of you.
Yeah. But no, yeah, it's severely like... different on a plane.
Well, yeah,
they go to a whole new climate. They probably get out and just drop dead.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
Jesse went all the way to New Orleans today.
Yeah,
for to have a job interview with a guy.
And who is Jesse?
My fiance.
Oh, yeah.
And then he didn't show up, so she's on her way back.
So it was just a wasted trip across the country.
She left at 4 a.m. She'll get back around 11.
Jeez,
just flights.
A shitty day.
Yeah, she said she spent 5 hours in the airport or something.
Oh,
and there's no Wi-Fi right now there.
Tell her to do a crossword puzzle. That's what I do when I'm bored in the 90s.
I was gonna say, do you do that?
No. Well,
it says right here on My Life that Nick loves crossword puzzles.
No, I have my little rituals. Every time I go to Denny's, I do a crossword puzzle because it's in the newspaper things outside of Denny's.
You have 30 seconds to name as many professional hockey teams. Go.
I learned about hockey teams this St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Oh, no.
The Bruins, the Red Wings, the Blue Jackets, the Penguins.
How do you know this?
Shh.
You don't like hockey.
I hate hockey. That's all I got. That's the only four I got.
Think of the movie.
The Ducks?
Yeah.
Is that a real team?
Yeah.
Oh, from where?
I think it's Anaheim.
Oh, that's cool. That's all I got. Five.
Yeah, well, I think it's a real team. The Mighty Ducks. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
And so, no, luckily you asked that because this past weekend on St. Patrick's Day, the guy I was staying with, Cody, he is...
Shout out to Cody.
Shout out to Cody. He's a big hockey fan. And so, you know me in sports. Like, I don't really know much about sports.
But you get into them.
Yeah, kind of. But, like, he was talking to someone about sports, and I'm sitting there. Like, I always make it a joke. Like, I'm pretending to, like, act like I like sports. And so they had, like, the hockey match on TV, and I'm sitting there, like, watching it. Like, almost. And people are laughing because they know, like, I know nothing about
hockey. The most you've watched hockey was at the Olive Garden bar.
Yeah.
Because that we can't change the channel.
Right, exactly.
There was also a short story. Do I have time? Or are you still going?
Well, all I was going to say is I remember him like rooting for one team, and we had to like find the game, and so that's how I knew of one of those teams I just listed.
I was going to tell you, do you remember we were sitting at the bar at Olive Garden? Once again, we can't change the channel.
Right.
And there was like an infomercial for hair removal.
Thing?
And it was so gross.
It wasn't one of those infomercials that's like a commercial. It was one of those like 30-minute infomercials.
Like, what channel were they on?
I don't know.
It wasn't like the 3 in the morning, Girls Gone Wild type things. I think like every dude knows that song in our age bracket.
They don't play those anymore.
No, because they got sued the hell out of them.
Did they? Probably.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I know this stuff, man. I was wondering why I wasn't hearing that song. It was my favorite song.
It's like some like Jamaican Caribbean type intro music.
Yeah, he went to prison.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What? What was his name?
Joe Francis.
The owner?
He was very rich.
The owner of Girls Gone Wild?
Yeah. He launched it in 1997.
Jeez.
He made millions of dollars by doing that. Blah, 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 blah.
Why'd he go to jail?
I think underage girls and stuff. They got sued for millions by... Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Well, speaking of things that aren't around anymore, did you see the MySpace news?
He was sued by a woman who appeared in videos and a casino billionaire, whatever that means. But no, what? Yeah, the MySpace... I did see that.
Yeah, so... Basically, for anyone who doesn't know, MySpace was one of, like, the OG original social media websites. Exactly. That's one of, like, the first ones I was ever on. I was never allowed to have social media.
You didn't have Zanga?
No, I had Zanga. And I got yelled at for having a Facebook. And
by my
mom. And now she loves Facebook now. But this was back in the day. And,
just like all our posts.
Yeah. And, yeah, I had a MySpace account like everyone did. You know, we had our top 8 friends on there.
I had bands on there.
I put mine as top 4 because I don't want people fighting over my top 8 spots.
I have a shirt that says your mom is in my top 8 on MySpace.
But see, people nowadays, they don't like understand that.
That's why I don't wear that shirt.
So MySpace was like the first social media for like our generation. That, like, people would just, like, if you look back now, it's just, like, all full, like, cringy pictures and, like, posts and stuff.
Scene haircuts.
Yeah. And a lot of, like, big bands got their start on MySpace because it was a place where you could, like, post your music and, like, people could put your music on their profiles and stuff like that. And so, I guess, it went away for a while.
Something
and then,
had to happen to that because it gave us the mindset that all social media would be temporary.
Yeah.
But everything else has stayed around.
Yeah. I know. Because, yeah, MySpace, like, died out. But Instagram...
Hardcore, dude.
Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, like, there's no stopping those. They're still around. So, basically, it went away for a while, and then it came back, and it tried to be some music website or whatever.
It's like, what's up? New jacket.
Yeah. But it still had all of your old posts archived in, like, a database and all your old pictures and everything. So the news just came out that during a server transfer, the whole database got corrupted. And so all of our old pictures and posts and
everything. I thought it was only music.
No.
That's what I read.
They marked it as music, but it was every file. So all of our old music, pictures, posts, everything.
That's
it's all deleted.
A blessing.
I'm so happy.
I was gonna say we should be like, oh, thank you, MySpace.
I'm so happy. Honestly, though, I'm pretty sure once it did come back and it was just like a music thing, I went back and deleted my MySpace. But now I'm really glad that like it's actually gone. Like,
yeah, me too.
Their whole database was corrupted, so that's cool. I'm sure a lot of people were happy about that.
They gotta be. I'll tell you one thing that would never go away.
What?
is if you Google at Clapper the Rapper.
That'll never go away?
Uh-uh.
Well, what happens if it does?
Well, I don't know. That was just saying that that's where they can find me at.
Oh, they can find me at Nick Anderson.
Do you want 3 more Oreos before we go?
You're out of Oreos.
Maybe not. I got those 3 little baggies hidden everywhere.
Well, I will see you guys next week. Same time, same place, same basement. We're in a basement, right? Yeah.
A-toot.
This is the end of the podcast. A-toot.